President Bush's service record during the Vietnam era continues to be an issue in this year's presidential campaign. Documents made public yesterday show Mr. Bush's commander in the Texas Air National Guard suspended him from flight status for not taking a required physical exam and failing to meet the Guard's performance standards. Democrats say Mr. Bush lied about how his service in the Texas Air National Guard began and how it ended. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard has long been a focus of political controversy. Mr. Bush joined the Guard in 1968 at the height of the Vietnam War. His father, former President George H.W. Bush, was then a congressman from Houston. In an interview on the CBS program 60 Minutes 2 last night, Ben Barnes, a former House Speaker and Lieutenant Governor of Texas, repeated his claim that he helped the younger Bush get a coveted spot in the Guard at the behest of a Bush family friend.
Oh, I would describe it as preferential treatment. There were hundreds of names on the list of people wanting to get in the Air National Guard or the Army National Guard. I think that would have been a preference to anybody that didn't want to go to Vietnam, that didn't want to leave. We had a lot of young men that left and went to Canada in the 60s and fled this country. Those that could get in the reserves or those that could get in the National Guard, chances are they would not have to go to Vietnam.
George Bush was commissioned as a second lieutenant. He was sent to flight school in Georgia and eventually trained to fly F-102 fighter jets. In May of 1972, he was given permission to move to Alabama to work on a U.S. Senate campaign. Mr. Bush was supposed to have trained with a Guard unit in Montgomery, but veterans of that unit in that era say they never actually saw Mr. Bush perform Guard duties there. While he was supposed to be in Alabama, Mr. Bush was removed from flight service for failing to take his annual flight physical. The 60 Minutes broadcast also featured a previously unknown document from one of Mr. Bush's Texas Guard commanders, Jerry Killian. In the document, Killian, now deceased, said Lieutenant Bush called him to ask, quote, how he can get out of coming to drill from now through November, adding that he may not have time to take the ordered annual physical. In another memo, the commander said he was feeling pressure to, quote, sugarcoat the young Bush's service record. In 1973, Mr. Bush transferred out of his Guard unit to attend Harvard Business School. According to a story in yesterday's Boston Globe, Mr. Bush signed a document at that time declaring it was, quote, my responsibility to locate and be assigned to another Reserves Forces unit or mobilization augmentation position. But the Globe reported Mr. Bush never signed up with a unit in Massachusetts. The White House and the Bush campaign have done their best to repudiate the latest reports. White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett appeared on 60 Minutes calling the charges dirty politics.
Oh, I think it is. I think the fact that 55 days before an election that partisan Democrats are recycling the very same charges we hear every time President Bush runs for re-election is dirty politics.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan said if the president had not fulfilled his commitment to the Guard, he would not have been honorably discharged. Republicans note that Barnes, who is now a lobbyist in Texas, is a major fundraiser for Democratic nominee John Kerry. Kerry himself yesterday stayed above the fray, though he has recently criticized Mr. Bush's record in the Guard. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.